sponsored by Audi Devon. For a luxury experience, visit Audi Devon. Born in Germany, perfected in Devon.
All right, Howard, we need to find a word on this Bradford thing because a lot of people are kind of offended by his request for a trade yesterday. What was your reaction?
Well, I was offended, too. We should all be offended. I mean, that's what sports is. Tomorrow, everybody has got the next guy coming in. Every player in every sport, there's always somebody else down the line. There's always somebody else. And the teams are always looking for somebody else. He has got... My problem is I don't think Sam Bradford is a strong enough person to be able to do this by himself. Agents are ruining sports, and he gets manipulated by this guy. This is the jerk that turned down a four-year deal, and I know that was offered at an average of $18 million a year. And then he goes and signs a two-year contract for Sam Bradford. That's because nobody else wanted him at more money or nobody else wanted him.
And Howard, stop for a second, because this is fascinating information, that the Eagles had a four-year deal on the table that they rejected?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned that last year, and then Sam had the cute line, well, I haven't seen anything in the mail. Well, just thinking it's not going to be in the mail. I mean,
right.
and he left it at that. And then I revisited that. I was told clearly, yes, he was offered a four-year deal at an average of 18. And the agent thought that he could get more. You know, when you looked at the quarterback money, you thought what Sam Bradford could do. The agent made a mistake. So the agent's now spinning it, trying to spin Sam Bradford. And I don't know what he thinks he's going to get. Another team's not going to offer him more money because they would have done that. They would have done that in the offseason when he was a total free agent. I'm appalled because as the leader, and that's what the quarterback's got to be, as the leader of the team, it shows no leadership skills because you're not leading. You're following like some little dog. You're following this agent into the ground, and the Eagles are not going to budge. He's going to be the quarterback.
They're not. So wait a minute. You're saying unequivocally the Eagles will not entertain a major offer for Sam Bradford.
You entertain everything all the time. However, nobody, is somebody going to give you a number one pick? You're lucky if you get a number four pick for Sam Bradford right now.
Wait a minute. I'm paying him $18 million. He's worth a fourth round draft pick?
Well, but here's the problem with that. He's 28 years old. He'll be 29. I think it's during the season. I don't know when his birthday is, but he's not getting a present from me. he's going to be 29. He's a player that's susceptible to injury, and we know that. And, I mean, last year was not the injury that he came here with. But why would you give up a high draft pick for somebody like that who would be anywhere else a short-term person anyway? So the reality is you're not going to get a one. You're not going to get a two. Nobody's going to blow you away with an offer. Yeah. And the Eagles set up this plan, which I'm fine with. Hey, listen, if you got the guts, if you got what it takes to be a player, then you go out there and say, I'm going to show these guys.
100%
I'm going to have
right.
a great year, and then let's see what you're going to do.
And Howard, you're right. But here's what I'm trying to figure out. So that's their perspective. I get it. Howie had no inkling when he put this whole offseason thing together and gave Sam the two-year deal that he was going to do what he did last week and move up?
Well, they knew they were going to get a quarterback. They said all along, and I think they said it when they spoke before Sam actually signed, that they're going to get a quarterback in the draft. Now, the reality told you that they didn't think they could go from 13 to 8 to 2, and they didn't think but they were going to get a quarterback, and they always groom quarterbacks for the future. That's reality of the National Football League, because there's always, the mentality that the saying is next guy up, next guy up. Well, there's always a next guy up in sports, and especially in football. There's always a next guy up. That's the reality. What'd you sign a two-year contract for? What was that, long-term? And it could be 1 year. So why did you do that if this was the game you were going to play? Hey, listen, I can understand that Sam Bradford's feelings are hurt, and they have a guy coming behind me. But that statement by Tom Condon is so asinine and stupid. Well, when he doesn't play well, the fans are going to be screaming out of the stands or whatever the hell he said.
Yes,
the fans
what he said.
Are going to be complaining, but they're going to do that anyway.
Yep.
If there was no quarterback here, they'd be screaming for Chase Daniel. That's just what people do. To use that as an excuse is so pathetic and it's so ridiculous. Tom Condon just should go away. Just go away, and we wouldn't have this problem. Because Sam, I don't think Sam Bradford is a strong enough person to do this by himself. I just don't think he's that kind of person. Now, he's to blame because it's his responsibility to tell the guy, listen, I'm going to play, and I'm going to show him what I can do. That's just what you do. Yeah, we all have those situations in life.
Let me get to the Carson Wentz part of this, because there's even it's getting a little blurrier on who the Eagles are getting. I want you to hear Boomer Esiason. And Boomer may have inside stuff on this. He doesn't think the Eagles are getting Wentz. This is what he said yesterday.
When the Rams made their trade, I thought, and I still believe, that they want Wentz. Now, they could be playing games with Philadelphia now, trying to, you know, get Philadelphia to think, you know, maybe they have to make a trade to get the first pick or something. I don't know. That, you know, that's the way it works in the NFL. But I still think it's going to be Wentz, and then I think it's going to be Goff.
All right, so Howard, he's got the exact opposite of what we're hearing. You're right inside there. You know what's going on. Do the Eagles believe they're getting Wentz, and do you believe they're getting Wentz?
Well, I'd like to know if Boomer, and Boomer was a roommate with Frank Reich in college.
Right.
And I get all that, and I talked to Boomer at the Super Bowl about that. But I don't know if Boomer's talked to Frank Reich, because I heard from somebody else that Reich really likes Wentz. So, hey, listen, it changed at one time. There was a time when they did like Goff. You know, his experience, the extra year, you're worried about a player coming out of North Dakota State. But then they started to lean the other way, and I think it's and a lot of the reason is his intelligence on the football field, but his physical stature that can take a pounding, 6'5 and like 230 something, where Goff is not that kind of player. I still believe it's Wentz, and I believe the Eagles know that because the agent that represents both, I've got to believe that he shared in some way with Howie Roseman, because they're allowed to negotiate with the Rams.
You have to believe that,
the first pick.
They know, right? All right, Howard, here's the thing. I made this statement before. You to be off Philadelphia. A lot of people, when they said, you're going to have a hard time in Philadelphia, is because they knew Esker was here ripping them. All right, so here's what I want to know. All right, Howard, I don't think Bradford fits Philadelphia, and I'm wondering if Wentz does. Tell me if these two guys, either of them, are a fit for the demands of this sports city.
Well, you would think Wentz is from all we've heard, but we haven't seen him yet. We haven't seen him in front of people. We haven't seen him in a tough situation. And really, that's what it comes down to when you're in a tough situation. Bradford's never played in front of a fan base like this. Oklahoma, they just kissed their rear ends all the time because it was Oklahoma. St. Louis, it's almost like they don't even care. When he was in St. Louis, they didn't put enough emphasis into disliking a player if he didn't play well. And he was the rookie of the year his first year in St. Louis. But yeah, his personality is just not, it's probably not Philadelphia, but there's probably a few players like that that are in Philadelphia. And then when they have success in this town, if you do well, they want to erect a statue of you. So that's what he's got to do. Hey, listen, the week before he said, hey, I can't control what I can't control, and I don't worry about that stuff. But what happened to that? Where was that? Just go out there and play. But, yeah, I agree to a point that his personality really is not Philadelphia. But you can find other players in other sports all the time until they have success in Philadelphia, and then they love them. Hey, they loved them when they made the trade. I believe that fans turned quickly and loved Bradford. Nobody would like this. This is just
they don't love him today. All right, Howard, one last thing, and I hate to get in the middle of family situations. It's not my style. But yeah, frankly, you know, he happens to be my boss. He's also your son, Spike Eskin. He is not hiding from the fact that he has bought a major billboard near the sports complex that says Hinkie Forever. Al even believes that you may have inadvertently funded this billboard.
He used your checking account.
So, Howard, what is your reaction to Spike Eskin, your son, placing this huge billboard, basically just genuflecting at this Sam Hinkie idiot? Please help me to understand your reaction, because we're offended.
He's pathetic.
Your son is pathetic?
Pathetic. It is absolutely pathetic. He's pathetic. All those, the sons of scam are pathetic. It's just let it go, boys. Let it go, boys and girls. Let it go. Hinkie Forever for what? For what any moron could have torn apart. You're happy, Hinkie Forever, because he tanked three seasons. Hinkie Forever always says,
let it go, Howard.
You don't like it, so you're mad. Have you had a conversation with your son about this?
No, I can't have a conversation with him because he's so brainwashed over that pathetic lunatic scam Hinkie. It's a joke.
All right, but here's the thing.
What has he done? Really, what has he done?
He had that anything. Oh, we're not arguing that anymore. He's gone. Howard, here's the problem. Elmore Gandy believes that in order to fund the billboard, these are expensive, that he's basically borrowing money off what he's expecting to get from the will because you have a lot of money. Is that what's going on here?
Well, he got his education funded, so maybe he's just using part of what he was saving while it was paid for.
Can't you talk to his mother and put him in time out?
Come on, something, Howard.
It's pathetic. He is so lost it. Hey, listen, when your brain's fried, your brain's fried.
You're done.
Put a fork in him, he's done.
It's a father-son love story. Howard Eskin, watch him all the time at 29 and listen to him right here on WIP. You're still the best thing happened to this, Howard Eskin. See you later, Howard.
Later.
Howard, and the thing is, Al, he's still arguing the Sam Hinkie thing.